Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
We're going to be looking forward to some of the events that are coming up in the next week or thereabouts over the Brighton Festival. But also, let's have a cast our eye back. Rebecca, you've been to see loads of stuff. What have you been to see?
Well, I haven't been to see that much.
Oh, haven't you? All right, okay. No. You've hardly been to see anything.
I've been terribly busy not seeing things.
You have been volunteering, though,
to be fair. Yes, exactly. So what I have done over the weekend, I did a couple of volunteering stints. One was at the secret woodland location for the birds. And that actually means what I can tell you about the audience experience is the getting there and leaving and dressing up warm and wearing comfortable shoes rather
than
the
installation. Don't wear your stilettos. You didn't wear your stilettos on this occasion, did you?
No, I left them at home.
Good.
But what I can also say about that is that people come out of it extolling the experience as amazing, wonderful, beautiful, and seemingly loving it. So I don't know how you felt on...
No, I was absolutely knocked out by it. So I did my David Attenborough impression last week when I went around it. Absolutely gobsmacked by it. I thought it was really beautiful. We are going to be hearing more about For the Birds later on.
And I know For the Birds, there is, and there certainly was earlier today, availability on the later slots right through to end of festival still.
Okay.
But people do need to get online and book that because the times are the later slots for that. So if you're a night owl and you like seeing the birds, you can go and see other night owls in the woods. Complete change from sort of a dark woodland location is the other place I volunteered at the weekend was down at the beach at the Spectra Cast or Pebble Chucking, as people were referring to.
Now, it must have been an amazing weekend down there because obviously all the Albion fans were out and about as well. So it must have been quite a busy weekend, I'd have thought.
Yeah, and certainly, well, actually it was weird. I think on Sunday it was quite quiet along the seafront because I think people who weren't going down there had heeded the warnings and were concerned about parking, getting out and what was going to go on. So I spoke to a couple of people running businesses and down along the seafront and certainly, you know, sat down for brunch at Lucky Beach without having to wait at all, which surprised me on a sunny Sunday. It just wasn't quite as packed as you'd imagine. But there was a queue on the Saturday when I was volunteering at the Spectra Cast. And you know what that is? That was the two artists who had... they just kind of did a white canvas on the beach. They sort of, you know, chucked down some basic white. And then people were answering three questions, and the three questions dictated the colour that their pebbles were painted. And then they threw the pebbles onto the beach to create a multicoloured canvas.
It sounds intriguing. And our reporter, Alicia Theobald, went to have a look. And this is her report. This is what she found.
My name is Alicia Theobald and I am currently at the Spectra Cast event, the installation, which is basically where we can throw stones into a vast expanse, which I'm really looking forward to. There's lots of different colours, so I can pick different colours and throw them as far as I want, meaning I can get rid of some stress. So what brought you here today?
We just walked past and there were some arrows on the floor, so we thought we'd see what it was about.
Is art for everyone?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Do you have to be an artist to make art?
No.
And should art make you feel good?
Yeah, always. I am currently in the queue for Spectra Cast. I am really looking forward to it. I mean, there's loads of paint colours, you pick up your own stones, and you just get to throw them, and I feel like it's going to really release some stress and some stuff that's going on in my mind right now, so I look forward to doing it. What is the purpose of this installation?
Okay, this installation is like many of our big public performance pieces. It's about inclusion of people. So we use themes of fun and sorority to take everyday people and just introduce art to them in a fun way. So there's no preaching and there's no politics, no satire. It's just about the aesthetics of beauty and fun. And then so people who might not like art will take part in something like this and then it hopefully makes them think about it.
What made you come up with this idea?
This idea was originally conceived for a project in Liverpool where we built huge catapults and there were huge paint bombs were made and we fired them onto the exterior of the building, so thus changing the entire colour of the outside of the building. And then this developed from that and we were invited by Kate Tempest to come down and we re-invented the idea for Brighton. Brighton has this lovely stony beach. We thought, hey, wouldn't it be fun if you could make a multicoloured rainbow beach? and everyone will walk past and go, wow. And then you get, because obviously on Monday when the fences are gone, everyone will be able to sit on the beach. And as long as the good weather lasts, it'll last at least a month, you'll have to sit on the lovely multicoloured beach.
Okay. What made you choose these certain colours?
These colours are the same colours we use for all of these kind of paint projects. We just like them, kind of the positive kind of Miami-esque feel to them. The opposite of the grey England that we are.
Purchase your tracks today. So we've gone in to get our colours. You've got to put our gloves on. And because we had like a yes, no, yes answers to a questionnaire we had earlier, we've got pink, green and yellow. What brought you to this attraction today?
I read about it in the brochure, you know, in the festival brochure.
And what made you want to come to this specific event?
Well, I quite like the idea of lots of people participating, and it's free. And I used to work in the art college, so I've kind of got an interest in art anyway, so that's what made me come, really. I think it's a great idea, it's a great initiative.
How do you feel this affects the community of Brighton?
I think it's good for everybody. I mean, I've seen lots of children and, you know, older people like me, so it's, you know, it's good, and you get chatting to people in the queue, and yeah, it's good.
That was our reporter, Alicia Theobald. She was down at Spectra over the course of the weekend, relieving her stress and chucking coloured stones on the beach. Rebecca Sandals.
Do you know what? I went down there to volunteer thinking, well, it's a sunny day. I have no idea what this is going to be. Yeah. I'm slightly jealous hearing that Liverpool got like bombs of like massive things to, you know, fire at high speed,
paint bombing.
We got pebbles in Brighton. We've had those all the time. But I went down there thinking, well, it's a lovely day. I had an amazing 3 hours. I kid you not, and I know I often sound effusively happy about things, but I was literally standing, I was washing up the pallets people had their painted pebbles in for about an hour, during which time every single person who walked towards me was grinning. They were grinning, and this is from, and I mean by they, I mean everyone from little kids, and the youngest was a babe in arms that can't have been more than about 3 months being held, practically a pebble itself. And the oldest, you know, there were people in their 70s, older perhaps, as well. So the age range, the thing in common of all those people was a grin. I don't know what it is about throwing pebbles on a beach, because I asked people, later on I was helping people as they were getting the pebbles put in the paint.
Yeah.
And I said, do you often throw pebbles on the beach? And quite a few were like, yes. And I
as if it was a stupid question.
Well, I live in Whitstable. We do it all the time. And others sort of looked at me and went sort of no, and were looking kind of really keen on it. And I said, what are you going to be thinking of as you're doing your art? No, I'm just going to chuck it. Just going to chuck it. I don't know. And they were literally so happy. And I think it's something that evokes our childhood, that evokes freedom, that evokes, and as Alicia was saying there, the sense of stress release that going on a beach and throwing pebbles. And you combine with that, someone's just put a load of paint on it so it's wet and your fingers and getting, you've got a latex-free glove to wear to hold it so you don't get all grubby. But you've got this kind of wet, painted, coloured thing to chuck. It was amazing how people responded to it.
Did it look nice? Because obviously we're used to our pebbles being very shades of brown.
Well, interestingly, thinking back over it as I was leaving and looking at the beach in itself is quite colourful. I mean, I know it's sort of shades of brown, but it's not like a sand beach where it's one shade. And actually, when you're a distance from multicoloured pebbles, they start to blend anyway. Now, I was there on Saturday. I'd be interested to see now on Sunday, after another few hours, how that colourscape has changed. And of course, it is something you can all go down and look at, because it's going to stay there as long as the colours stay. And there will be pebbles on Brighton Beach forever to chuck. So this can just go on and on.
So is the betting on Sunday, though, mostly blue and white?
I would have thought that those concentrating on all matters Albion may not have gone down and picked pebble colours and answered the questions, which were art for everyone. Melita, is art for everyone?
Yes.
Do you have to be an artist to do art?
No.
And should art make you feel happy?
Yes.
I answered no to that.
Oh, OK, actually. Well, even art that doesn't make me feel happy makes me feel happy, because it's made me feel unhappy.
There you go, because my example, when a gentleman said to me he'd answered yes, was so Munchie's scream makes you happy, does it? And he was like, well, I think the concept. And I said, okay, so Guernica. Does Picasso's Guernica representation of mass murder?
All right, okay, you've got me, you've got me, all right. Okay.
But it's
all right.
Yes, and no.
And
this is one of the points of it. Beyond the very sort of super, not superficial, because joy is not superficial, the simple happiness of chucking pebbles on a beach, you could get into a far more sort of philosophical debate about art. But hey, it was fun.
Terrific. And also, I think there's something very nice about having things that just everyone can join in.
Yeah, and I got to wear a silly white boiler suit as well and look slightly idiotic.
She'll do anything for a boiler suit.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.